Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. Here is my review of His Honor by Neil Giantoli, directed by Stefan Bruhn at Prop Theater. His Honor captures the essence of Richard J. Daley effectively. Prop Theater celebrates their 25th anniversary with an original world premiere, His Honor, written and starring Neil Giantoli. This play aptly captures the real Mayor Daley, who lived from 1902 to 1976, who was the last big city political boss. He was mayor of Chicago from 1955 to the end of 1975. He ran the last of the strong Democratic political machines. Daley was credited with putting Kennedy in the White House by producing tremendous support for the Irish candidate through his aggressive, corrupt political organization. Few mayors can call the White House and get JFK or LBJ to talk to them quickly. His Honor could, and Daley was all about power. I have memories of Mayor Daley, beginning with him ordering the air raid sirens to wail at 10:30 p.m. on the night his beloved Chicago White Sox won the 1959 pennant. I enjoyed this outspoken, tantrum-filled press conferences that Daley used to give. His amazing misuse of language, full of D's and do's and tree for tree. Daley was an American anachronism. He understood and used power befitting a pharaoh. Personally honest, religious, he attended Mass every day, and the play aptly starts out with Daley kneeling down and saying his daily prayers at a Mass service. He was also a family man. Richard J. Daley believed that Chicago was his city, and he ran it like it was his fiefdom. Neil Giantoli not only wrote a terrific play, a fine personal look at His Honor, but he was uncannily and quite believable as the mayor. This guy has the mayor down. He even looks like the mayor, particularly his face and his body language. He looks somewhat like Daley. His speech and his personal mannerisms were amazingly accurate. Giantoli certainly covered all aspects of Daley, including his famous charm, his good manners, and of course his ferocious temper. Giantoli deftly shows Daley's tender side with his family and also the coldness that he can project when one of his lieutenants gets caught in corruption. Giantoli depicts Daley as an enigma, part loving family man, part egomaniac, completely power-driven, devout Catholic, racist, prone to fascist actions. The complex man presented warts and all, and I think that worked very well. This is neither an anti-Daley nor is it a homage to him. This is a personal look at the man who seemed bewildered with the chaos that happened in 1968 with the King riots, with the Democratic National Convention demonstrations. We see Daley overreact as his protective actions to secure the city seemed paranoid. How dare the demonstrators invade his city? This utter disregard of civil liberties is well documented, and the play aptly shows that side of the mayor. The play is aided with Michael Dawson's video projections, which were a little out of focus, and certainly as the show grows and gets remounted, I'm sure they will clean that up and make that a little better, but it still works. And Joe Tesh's sound design with graphically illustrated the historical events surrounding Daley's time. Director Stefan Bruhn keeps the story rolling nicely. William Bullion as Matt Danaher, and Whit Surgeon as Tom Keene, and Nick Leininger as Danny Cooley offered excellent supporting work. The high point of this biodrama comes from His Honor's famous press conferences. Giantoli marvelously uses Daley's own words with skill as he smartly delivers the Daley style, phrasing, and physical gestures so realistically that I thought I was on the fifth floor of City Hall with His Honor. His contempt for the press was evident in these scenes. The play got me thinking about the King riots and the Democratic Convention of 1968 when I was with the 333rd Military Police Battalion of the Illinois National Guard. I saw firsthand the Chicago police go wild on the hippie demonstrators in Lincoln Park and Grant Parks on orders from Daley. Playwright Giantoli borrows from and talks about newspaper columnist Mike Royko, whose book Boss was also about Daley. and he did his homework on this play. Giantoli showed that he is not only a top actor, but an excellent playwright. This is a fine profile of an interesting man. This Frank looked at the Chicago icon, who loves Chicago, comes through loud and clear. And, of course, the power of this man who knew how to wield power comes across also. I wonder if Richard M. Daley, the present mayor of Chicago, will come and see this play. If he does, I'm betting he'll admire the honesty of the script and Giantoli's accurate portrayal of his honor, even if he won't say so publicly. Please do come see the show, Mr. Mayor. I think you'll have a deja vu experience. His Honor is a smart, honest biography of a Chicago original. My rating for this play, highly recommended. And let me add here that it is so befitting Chicago Theater to take on the role of giving some of the history back of Chicago. And many people were very much afraid of writing a play about Daley because they weren't sure which way to do it. And it took a man who has told me that he really admired and loved Richard J. to write a play that comes off as not only a work of theatrical magnificence, but an honest portrayal of a man who was controversial and who was a little bit of a tragic figure at the end. But I think this play is worth seeing, and I think as the word gets out, this play is going to have a long run. Thank you very much for producing a strong play about Chicago. It is at Prop Theater, 3502 North Elston Avenue in Chicago. Tickets are $25. The show runs Thursday through Saturday at 8, Sundays at 3. The running time is 2 hours and 10 minutes with intermission. It's on a limited open run. For tickets, call 773-539-7838. That's 773-539-7838. Thank you.